Previously on Newsbreak, Lotus FM.
This presidential initiative is about appointing young people to schools to be placed there as education and teacher assistants, as well as general assistants. It's the second phase. It's exactly the same program that we had last year, and which ended in March this year. And after that, we conducted an analysis and also made a proposal to National Treasury for funding, which was approved. That's why now we're at a point where we are recruiting young people so that they are placed in schools to provide support to teachers in schools in general.
With many schools being on the rotational timetable, homeschooling or online schooling, how effective has the teacher assistant placement been?
When we first implemented the initiative, it was highly welcomed by schools, school governing bodies and general communities, because parents knew that there were more people in school looking after their children during the breaks, insofar as the adherence to social distancing is concerned, because we still need to adhere to social distancing and other COVID-related regulations that are there for safety. So the additional personnel are going to support teachers. Teachers will focus on teaching, and the assistants will provide support in and outside school with homework. In fact, it's even needed more now because schools are on rotation timetable, which means when learners are not in school, they are given projects to do at home. When they come back, the assistants will provide the support to teachers to check if indeed the work has been done while the teachers are focusing on lessons going forward. So we need them now more than ever before.
And if young people would like to apply for the positions, how do they do so?
Well, they need to know that it's an online application system only. So they will need to make sure that they go to the department platforms to see how it's done. You've got a Facebook page, but you also have a Twitter page. Then there they will get the details of how to do it. It's important that they go there because the guidelines on how to proceed are there. They can go to the department's website as well. Then they will see that they need to apply online because we don't want any people going to schools. Schools are already overcrowded, so we don't want people to go to schools, especially at the time when we are trying to reduce the numbers. Everyone who is interested, they must apply immediately because we are opening for applications on Monday, the 27th, but we are closing on the 3rd, which means on Sunday. So it's a week. So we expect to have all those applications in this coming week. So people need to get their documents together, prepare them and file their applications online so that you can process.
Newsbreak, Lotus FM, powered by SABC News.